And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. And Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and we have a great guest here for you today. Captain Taro Takeuchi from the Liberty is here. We're going to be talking some great fishing here and a little winter weather here in Southern California. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090. Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and an available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Situated between the Pacific Ocean and the Gulf of California, the state of Baja California Sur encompasses the southern half of the Baja Peninsula. The climate is perfect for fishing, boating, surfing, and diving, making Baja Sur a top destination for adventurers and thrill seekers. Rich in history, Loreto, the first capital of the Californias, is considered the first settlement in Baja Sur. Loreto is surrounded by tranquil turquoise waters and is known for its extraordinary marine life, whale watching, and of course, the finest sport fishing. So easy to get to and a favorite destination for families as well as hardcore anglers. Loreto is a short nonstop flight on Alaska Air from Los Angeles and on Volaris or Calafia Air from the newly renovated Tijuana Airport via the Cross Border Express. Check LoretoBCSTourism.com for more information and experience one of the great places in the world, right in our own backyard. Loreto and Baja Sur.
Great time today, and you know, the best part about doing the show this time of year is we get to get somebody like Taro, who's on the boat all the time fishing tuna, and we get a day to be able to peel him away in the wintertime to get to talk to somebody that normally is always out there fishing. Today's going to be a great day.
Yes, it is. Good morning, Captain Taro Takeuchi.
Good morning, guys.
Taro.
Great to have you. Boat's here, and you're doing some heavy work on it.
Heavy work.
Yeah.
Lots of heavy work, heavy lifting.
It's that time of the year.
It is. It is. We've had a really good year. You know, it was kind of a questionable year. We weren't really sure what was going to happen, but as soon as we started, it went full on fishing wise and passenger wise, and the business was good. And the boat got a workout, so we're going to fix her back up.
Yeah, once we got through the pro-COVID protocol, and thanks to Ken Frankie and Sport Fishing Association, got all that set up.
Yeah,
the fish cooperated. It was just great fishing, steady all the way through, right?
Yep. Staying steady with the fishing and staying steady with the protocol, and everything went smooth. It was good.
So, describe some highlight times this past spring, summer, fall on the Liberty.
Oh, man.
Can you pick out some areas where it was just like, oh, man, this day we got them there? And
there was a couple of days where we were surprised by those bluefin. We were catching our yellowtails, and all of a sudden, like, these giant ones come rolling through, and we're just, you know, we're standing all there with our 25 and 30, 40 pound test, and holy smokes, this is not good.
Yeah,
we're not ready.
This is not going to end well.
No, we're not ready, but this is a pretty good show.
Yeah.
What a crazy cycle of big fish this has been. Yeah. I mean, you spent so many years on the American Angler fishing big giant ones at Clarion and Hurricane Bank, and I mean, for real, that grade of fish
was right here.
It was available every day in range of a full day trip. Get on the boat in the morning, come home in the afternoon, and that same size of fish. Didn't mean you caught it every day, didn't mean you saw it every day, but there was it was somewhere within range of the Liberty virtually every day this year.
For the fleet, somewhere within 150 miles of home, there was a chance of a fish you would catch 1,000 miles from home.
Yeah. So cool.
So are there things that you miss about fishing aboard the American Angler?
I miss the passengers.
Yeah.
You know, the passengers and the guys that I work with, which I see regularly all the time.
Sure.
So I definitely miss that. Definitely miss the places that I've been, you know, going to Cedros and Benitas and Guadalupe and
pretty
the
awesome
beach
places.
And some of the fishing and the places that you've seen, you know, because a trip like that is only accessible from here.
Yeah, totally.
You know, to like go down the beach on a 15-day trip and see everything from San Diego to Hurricane Bank and to experience that is only capable from one of our landings, and it's great, you know. And that was something that was really cool to be a part of.
I'll bet.
Yeah. Was that small niche in this industry is to be able to do that and see that.
And such a unique thing worldwide.
Very unique.
I mean, the whole San Diego sport fishing fleet is unique.
Very.
Yeah. Well, we have a special guy on the line. I was going to tease it a little bit to say get ready for him, but he's here already. Tom Green.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning.
Hey. Hey, the reason I called in early.
You're supposed to be flying right now.
Oh, I know. I'm supposed to be, but I'm not. I was listening to the show, and you guys, I couldn't help but call in early as soon as you start talking about the big ones and you weren't ready. You better get ready. That's all I can tell you.
So why?
No, it's unbelievable. Oh, our fishery is pretty much done for the year, and I'm telling you what, I know you guys get tired of me talking about it, but what I saw last year is nothing compared to what I saw this year.
Come on.
The last day we fished was the most fish I've seen in a long, long time.
Well, you said the same thing last year.
I know. It's the third verse, same song, third verse.
Oh,
it is it is unbelievable.
So,
and you know, really, we didn't see the whole body of fish is not here yet. The only fish we really saw were the big fish, and I'm telling you, there were tons and tons of 100-kilo fish and up.
Wow! It's January.
Oh yeah,
it's January.
Oh really?
So
now you tell me.
So what you're saying is when you say you're done, you're talking about your purse seine fleet that you your quota is fulfilled already.
Our quota is done. Last year we started fishing on the 18th. This year our quota was full by the 16th. We're still doing some work down there. We're still kind of keeping an eye on things for science and research, but for our fishery, we're done. Our quota is full.
And it was pretty much, you told me that was all pretty much big fish that you were targeting this year.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, I think our average size fish this year is going to be real close to 60 to 65 kilo fish. Maybe on the either side of that a little bit, but I don't believe I'm going to be too far off.
Okay.
Wow.
So
that's
we're
like
talking 150 pound fish.
150.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That was our average fish.
That was our average fish. Now, we caught some babies. There were some 30, 35 kilo fish.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100 pounders.
Those are perfect.
Yeah.
Those are perfect for delivery.
Yeah. So,
wow.
So, when you say the main body of fish isn't here, where is that main body of fish if it wasn't what you were fishing?
You know what, Pete? I wish I knew. I mean, I just don't believe it. It's so early that I just don't think they're here. I mean, you know, there were lots of fish seen up north, and this is the winter time. They're working their way back down south. And I didn't see any of the smaller fish. I didn't see any. I did not see any fish under 20 kilo fish. And, you know, that's our real main body of fish. Our numbers are those smaller fish, and they're just not here yet.
Wow.
Or they weren't showing. I should put it that way.
They weren't showing.
We didn't see them. But I know they're around. They will be here.
So last year you were talking about miles and miles and miles of fish as you were spotting from your plane. Same kind of scenario this year?
Pretty much the same. You know, they were a little bit more elusive this year. We would see, I mean, just a tremendous body of fish. And then for 3 or 4 days, we wouldn't see a fish. And we'd go, oh, my God, where'd they go? Did they leave? Did they take off? And then the next day, they'd show up with a vengeance. But, yeah, no, but it's early. I mean, you know, January fishing is just, I mean, you can't count on anything. Could you believe the weather we had the last week we fished? We had 6 days of sunny, slick, greasy, calm weather.
Oh,
that's good.
Yeah.
Now, when does that happen in January?
Yeah. No, we'll take it. Well, that's pretty good fishing weather then.
Oh, no, it was great. It was, I can't knock anything. It was a little bit of a grind, but, you know, for 15 days, I guess that's all we have to put up with.
So your forecast for the San Diego sport fishing fleet this year is bright.
Get ready.
Oh, yeah, get your kidney belts. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be so busy. And, you know, like I say, it's wintertime. Wait till the weather starts turning around, your water start warming up. It's going to be just like last year. In my opinion, it will be just like last year, only better.
Wow. Crazy.
Wow. Only better? It can get
only
better.
That's a good question.
Tom, you've got such a knack for a kind of IDing size of fish, you know, that you always relay to the boat. You know, this is like, this is 60 kilo fish, and this is, you know, this is 80 kilo fish. What was the standout? Like, what size do you think you saw as far as on the high end? Was one stick out for when you saw a school, like, man, these are the big ones? What were some of the highlights that you saw flying this year?
Yeah, no, I saw some 200-300 ton schools of 120 kilo fish.
Ooh.
Easy.
Wow.
No. I mean, everyone I looked at and I said, oh my gosh, look at those monsters.
Wow. Better put that 25 pound away, Taro.
Yep.
Yeah. So, Tom, on a different note, I know you weren't able to land at Cedros with your plane, but on a different note, I just got a note that the runway is at Cedros is soon to be open.
Yeah, that's what I understand. They're going to be working on it, and we're really looking forward to that for everybody concerned, you know. But for the sport fishing guys down there, I know Adrian and Rosie and all of them are really just their whole crew down there is just can't wait to have the people back. They really, really missed the people last year. I do know that.
Yeah. I got a note from Rosie and as well as Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak Fishing that the season is on. If you've got trips planned to Cedros Kayak Fishing or Cedros Adventures, Cedros Sport Fishing, then you're in. You're going.
Oh yeah, no, and you know that fish, that all the calicos, everything only got fatter and bigger.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Who knows? Maybe some of that bluefin's cruising there, right?
Well, you never know. I mean, they've caught it there. I mean, I know that during the late summer they do pretty good on the yellowfin in there. So
yeah.
That's always, I mean, you know, you can't count on it, but it's always there. It's always a chance.
Yeah. So, Tom, why are we seeing this incredible body of bluefin tuna around?
Well, there's a couple things. You know, when we very first started fishing for the pens, the fishery was, you could fish for the cannery for the bluefin in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
Well, when we started fishing for the pens, we advocated and we got it passed that they could only fish the bluefin for value added fish. In other words, fresh fish. So when they quit fishing for the cannery, That allowed the fish to start growing and getting bigger. We would only set on 40 kilo fish, nothing smaller. Well, when you're catching 50 kilo fish, you're catching less numbers of fish. You're catching the same tonnage, but less numbers. So that allows all your other fish to grow. So now all of a sudden, and that bluefin doubles its size every year.
Wow.
So when that fish comes over as a 10 kilo fish, next year it's a 20 kilo fish. Next year it's a 40 kilo fish. Next year it's maybe not quite double when they start getting that size. But so we're still catching the same tonnage, but we're only catching a third of the numbers. So that allows all the other fish to grow up. And that's why we're seeing so much of this great fishery. It's because we advocated and got the Mexican government was great with us, and they allowed this value added fishery only. And it's been a boom for everybody.
Yeah, and so just not taking that fish and taking it and putting it in pet food cans and stuff like that, and just kind of
they didn't fish them for pet food. It was all, I mean, you know, to advocate. I'm not going to badmouth what they do down there.
Sure.
But it was never pet food down there.
Oh, okay.
It was always in the cans human consumption.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. But with the quota system, the fish limit, all this stuff is kind of lending itself to just a rebound of this incredible fishery.
Well, and that's exactly right. You know, we've always been a nursery here. All our small fish come over here. It would stay here until it got up to when it starts getting to this bigger size. Then it goes back to the Sea of Japan to spawn. It spawns over there, comes over as small fish, stays here as I always call it the nursery. You can call it what you will, but they grow up here and then they go back to the Sea of Japan. And so that's what we're seeing. We're allowing the fish to get big. And now all this bigger fish going back to Japan is only increasing the numbers over there. So we're getting more of the small fish. I mean, it just is. You know, it's unbelievable. It's done a great job.
We like it. Whatever it is, we like it, right? We're smiling. Yeah. And
that's great, Tom.
It sounds great.
Yeah,
and
so am I.
When the season comes around here, will you be back up in the air spotting for the San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet?
I can't wait. We're gonna be looking. We're going to be trying to keep everybody on them.
All right.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Tom Green, the Sac Spotter pilot, congratulations on your success there with Ted. And we're looking forward to hearing from you during the season about where they are and how we can go catch them.
I'm ready for it. I'm ready. Good luck.
Right.
Go get them. Get your belts out.
January.
Yeah.
They're done. Like, they're finished in January.
Pretty
it just
cool.
blows my mind
right.
that is a thing.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
So cool.
Appreciate it, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
So, Tara, what's that mean? You're smiling.
I guess we better hurry up with our boat work.
You better get that deck slapped on.
Yep. Sounds like it. Yeah. Yeah, it all sounds pretty good, and certainly it's early. And last year, I'm trying to recall, was it about April that we started catching fish?
I think, we started fishing. We ran a few trips in March, and then that's kind of when we got our shutdown.
Right.
But, you know, from the few guys that I've heard that were out there fishing, the private boat guys, it was pretty good in April.
April, yeah.
Yeah, so.
So a couple more months, and we'll start looking.
Well, I remember the Colinette guys that, you know, were supposed to be rockfish fishing. Those trips turned into bluefin, and I remember it so much that when the COVID thing was starting to be a thing last year, we were talking about it, we had two trips that ran at a Fisherman's Landing that in theory were Colinette rock cod trips that both had limits of bluefin the day, and then the next day they were shut down. So we closed the doors on two day and a half trips that both had limits, and the next day we were shut down for how long it was. And I don't recall exactly, but I think the shutdown happened in March, didn't it?
Because we didn't have Fred Hall Del Mar, so
right,
it was
there you go.
Right after.
Yep.
It was literally right after Fred Hall Long Beach. Everything's related to Fred Hall.
I know,
show.
It's like the calendar mark.
Well,
like,
in the spring.
Hall, so
in
it
the
must
spring,
have been,
yeah.
Yeah, it must have been February, March.
Well,
that's
as
funny.
You can hear, we have a a great show lined up for you today. Captain Taro Takeuchi from the Liberty, talking fishing.
You're not kidding. You want to talk about a guy that does it all, from green bass fishing to love, you know, inshore and yellowtail fishing, to a guy that spent a ton of time catching big tuna and fishing on the Liberty and fishing on all the other boats. It's just going to be a great time this morning, and we want to hear from you. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Taro's a very popular guest. It's going to be a busy morning, and we want to hear from you again. 213-432-1090. Not only can you call into the show this morning, and there is still one line open, we also have that great text the show option becoming more and more popular as every week that passes. Just download the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a totally free download. In addition to being able to text the show, it's for sure the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup, not only during the live shows, but you can also listen to all the archives on it on your drive home from work. It's a great way to enjoy Let's Talk Hookup. Free download on your Android device or your iPhone. Again, text the show, and if you got a question, we want to read it, and let us know where you're calling from or texting from and what you want to talk about. Unfortunately, as a reminder, it is a one-way system, so we're not able to reach back out to you, but we love it. It's a great time and a great way to get a question to Taro. Again, if you want to join us, give us a shot. 213-432-1090. Not only are you going to get a chance to talk to Captain Taro, but one lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to get to go fishing with him, because we're doing a full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. It's going to be a great time and a lot of great questions. And when we come back, we're taking your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations, with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after." Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fast Lane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. Or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on a Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie I-11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream up. the Fast Lane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family-owned and operated, and always have been. And we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or stop by the shop at Havana Landing Marina right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. I am so fired up off of that Tom Green phone call, man. If that doesn't get you pumped up, like you're in the wrong, yeah, in the wrong sport,
go,
man.
Go golfing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, no question. Hey, just want to throw out a big get well to our good buddy Dart, Captain Bob Fletcher. He's been under the weather here for the last couple weeks, and he's coming back.
Yeah.
We need you back, Dart.
Yeah, hurry up, Dart. Yeah. We need somebody to harass down at the tackle store. Yeah. And put line on some reels before he goes, you know, before he goes out, yeah, fishing with the boys. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I talked to him yesterday and told him, I said, come on, man, I need you to get out fishing with us.
Yeah, and somebody needs to harass Louie. I mean, yeah. For God's sakes, dude. Dart, get better, buddy.
Yeah, get better, Dart.
Love Dart.
Yeah, love Dart's done so much for the sport fishing industry. And, man, he's just a great guy and still love, and one heck of a fisherman, too.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Get well, Dart. Hey. Phones are packed up. If you want to get through, one line open. Andrew is standing by for your calls there. 213-432-1090. We're giving away a trip on the Liberty. A lot to talk about, so let's go ahead and jump into it, Rick.
You got it, buddy. We're going to start it off this morning with Chuck, who's calling us from Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Happy Saturday. It's raining, so what better thing to do than listen to you guys and talk to one of my favorite captains, Tyler. How are you? Congratulations.
Good to hear you, Chuck. Right?
Yeah.
Married?
How was it?
Yeah, I did.
Hey, great. Congratulations. Man. Right on.
Wow.
Yeah, we went and just said, the heck with COVID, let's just go get married.
Go do it. You and Gina.
Yep.
Tied the knot. That was a couple, how many?
In August.
In August, yeah, I was going to say. Right in the middle of the season.
Right in the middle of the season.
How'd that work?
Anibal and the guys took care of the boat, and we went off for a week.
No, you did. Yeah, oh, good for you.
That was great.
All right, did you go bass fishing?
No, we went trout fishing.
Trout fishing?
Yeah.
Okay.
We went up to the Sierras and went camping with some family. And,
oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
It was cool. Great. We kind of held off the big party until later on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just went on a little quiet camping trip.
Well, congratulations.
That's great. Yeah.
Congratulations, Gina.
Yeah. Definitely.
That's too cool, buddy. So how's the boat doing? When
the
are we
boat
going to go
is
fishing?
Awesome. We're under construction right now, making it better and safer, and you know, just trying to keep up with the times and making sure our boat's in tip top shape. So you and little Chuck can come out and catch them again.
I've never seen it dirty once in my life. And you know,
only after a good
the stop. Rock Cod opener might be a tuna opener. The Rock Cod tuna trip, huh?
Yeah,
maybe could happen. Maybe.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go.
Well, great. Hey, Chuck, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And,
yeah, buddy. Thank you.
Appreciate that. What types of trips do you do on the Liberty? I know you schedule full-day trips out of Fisherman's Landing, but there's
primarily,
other things, too, right?
Yeah, we're primarily the 5:30 to 5 boat, you know, a daily trip. And then throughout the year, we're open for charters, everything from a three-quarter day, a full day, to a two-day trip. So a full-day trip, an overnight, a day and a half, or a two-day trip, you know. So we could do all of that because we have the bunks and the spacious capacity for everything. So we're open for charter as well. But our main run is the 5:30 to 5 fish within 50, 60 miles of home. Type of trip.
That's one of the things that I think is so unique and cool about the Liberty is it is a two-day boat that runs full-day trips. You know what I mean? Like, it is a very comfortable multi-day fishing boat that just happens to run short-length trips. I mean, big bathrooms and big berths and, like, every, you know, and showers and everything about the boat is it's not a full-day boat that can also do longer trips. I mean, it's a longer-trip boat that does shorter trips.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have bunks. So and if you're on bunks. A 5:35 trip and you're coming down from L.A., you got up at 3 in the morning to get down here and come down, you can take a snooze.
You can take a snooze on the way out and a snooze on the way home.
so it's safe to drive home. That's one of the main things.
Yeah.
You know, because we have guys drive down from Santa Barbara and Ventura. I think they've told me they've left at 2 or something in the morning and they're sleeping in the parking lot waiting to get on the boat and stuff. And yeah, it's nice to take a little nap.
Yeah. Big deal.
Yeah, I mean, I've tried to drive from here to Santa Barbara to go fishing up there, and it's just like, well, that's 4 hours. I'm stopping in Gardena, and Gina, we're switching. She's driving the rest of the way because I can't do it.
Yeah, that's a long, a long day.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So nice to have those bunks available on the boat, which is unusual for as a full day boat. I don't think there's any other full day boats.
There's the Grande. Really.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're pretty much a sister ship.
It's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same manufacturer, same boat builder. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So 2 day trips. We had a couple of Let's Talk Hookup sponsored 2 day trips.
Those
you did
usually,
several in the fall.
Yeah, right? Usually around one. I think we had one in September, one in October,
right.
And then we've always done a couple around that time of year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun trips, and they were successful.
Very successful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good Dorado fishing, and we had that sprinkling of yellowfin in the mix, mm-hmm. and that just good kelp fishing.
Yeah. So much
during that time of year was just, it's great to get bites.
Yeah.
You know.
And then springtime is so much fun at the Coronado Islands, right?
It
was good stuff.
Definitely had really good yellowtail fishing, and some of the bass fishing there was really good too, to kind of throw into the mix, you know, when the yellowtail weren't really cooperative and stuff like that. There was a few times where we were able to fish on the anchor for hours at a time, and wow, this is kind of strange. But
yeah, it's like don't even mention those furry critters.
No,
yeah.
We didn't even see them.
Yeah,
they did not impact the fishing at all.
Yeah,
so
you guys,
it was cool.
You guys do so much with the boat, depending on what the fish, offer to you. Do you have a favorite? Like, do you prefer fishing at the islands, or do you like chasing big bluefin, or do you like the action of kelps, or do you like drifting on schools of mid-sized tuna? Like, what is it that you're, when that style of fishing is happening through the year, you're a little extra excited for it?
I would have to say that the Coronado Island yellowtail fishing, anchor fishing, you know, because fishing yellowtail on the anchor is a little bit difficult at times.
Sure.
And it's kind of a little tricky, especially if you're throwing the jig. You know, you kind of have to pick out your shot. It isn't just drive around, blow up a school, and that kind of thing, which is great. We love doing that because everybody has an equal opportunity. But as far as if I was to be fishing at the rail and fishing, it's that anchor fishing because that's just what we grew up on.
You like it when you earn it.
Exactly.
That's cool.
Exactly. But the rewarding thing at the end of the day, too, is if everybody's stoked and happy. Coming from the captain's point of view. But if I'm fishing, if I have a rod in my hand, then I would love to fish on the anchor.
Okay. Hey, I have a great text here from Galen of Spring Valley. He said, I've always rented rods in the past, 1 1/2 day trips mostly, with a rare 3 day. Looking at getting 2 Speedmaster setups, one bottom for yellowtail and the other with tuna. What are you looking at as far as gear for, like if somebody were to go on one of those 2 day trips that the Liberty does?
For versatility, probably that 12, the Speedmaster 12 or the 6 or the 16 are the most popular sizes that you're going to use on anything from a full day trip to a three day trip. You know, it kind of depends on how much allowance he's getting and how many times he's taking out the trash to make some money. But if you have one of each, you would be covered for 30 to 50 pound test or 30 to 40 pound test with your 12 and 40 to 60 pound test on your 16. And that would cover almost everything that you would encounter locally here or even in that bluefin fishing.
Yeah, and if you do have that bluefin do a drive-by on you,
you
have that 16, 60 or 80 pound on it.
You've got that nice
button. You have a shot.
You have that nice button to push.
Yeah. And those Speedmasters are great value and a really good reel. Now, he also talked about rental tackle. Now, if you don't have the tackle, Fisherman's Landing has some great opportunities for rental tackle too.
Absolutely.
Right?
I think they've bumped up the number of 2 speeds in the last couple of years.
Sure.
Just with the fishing that we've had. But you know, on our offshore trips, it's definitely always good to have a 50 or 60 pound setup just in the event that you have a run in with those bigger fish.
Yeah.
Better to be prepared and have to not worry about, I don't have this or I don't have that, you know, or if you can just rent it for a small price, you could just go and grab it out of the rack and you've got it ready.
And even try before you buy it.
Fish of a lifetime, exactly. Yeah. And then you could try it before you buy it.
Yeah, know what you need. All right, well, let's go ahead and jump back on those phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Don from Woodland Hills is up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for the opportunity to speak to Captain Tataro. Captain Tataro, love the boat. Great, great opportunity for day and a half fishing with you all the time. And I can't speak highly enough about you and your crew. You just put people on the fish, and it just, you know, it's game on. And anyone from a novice angler to an experienced angler can have a great trip with you, especially with that bigger bluefin tuna. So I just wanted to call in and say thank you very much. I didn't get a chance to fish with you last year because of the COVID thing and trips got canceled, but I'm looking forward to it this year. And, you know, if Fred Hall comes around, I'll make sure that you get some of my wife's chocolate chip cookies because I know you love those too.
Awesome, Don. Thank you very, very much. We hope to see you again.
Indeed.
You got it, buddy.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that.
We got a great text that came through. So this question's for Taro. Hey, Captain Taro, I've been trying to become proficient at casting a sardine underhanded, and you're one of the best I've ever seen at doing that. Any tips for us mere mortals? Also, what's the benefit of casting underhand versus traditional overhand? Happy New Year from Rich P. in San Pedro.
So people have been asking a lot for this, and I think what I'm going to do is we're just going to post the video on our Instagram on how to do that underhand cast. And the benefits of the underhand versus the overhand is when you go to do it right, your bait isn't as beat up when it touches the water. It's almost if you're bass, you know, when you're bass fishing and you're flipping and you're pitching, it's a very gentle presentation. So it kind of keeps your bait from getting beat up and slapping on the water, especially when we're using smaller bait. And the trick is just what I teach people. It's almost like the backhand of a swing on tennis. When you're swinging your tennis racket and you're doing a backhand, you're kind of doing the same thing with your fishing rod, whether you have it with one hand or whether you're holding a rod with one or two hands. You're just doing that backhand kind of motion. And then as soon as you get that down without getting your backlash, then you kind of add your finger flip of the reel to kind of get the spool going. And then that'll get your distance. But it's kind of hard to explain. So we'll just do an Instagram post
So you do you have a Liberty Sport Fishing Facebook and Instagram?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's on Instagram it's Liberty Sport Fishing, and on Facebook Liberty Sport Fishing SD. And sometime in the next couple of weeks, once we get a good platform, we'll definitely do that video.
Yeah, and what you say is it makes a lot of sense that the overhand cast, you think about it, that bait's flying high and it's coming down and hitting the water pretty hard, right?
Yeah, and then there's definitely times where it doesn't matter. Yeah. You know, when we're yellowtail fishing a nose hook bait, you can let that thing fly and hook it in the nose and overhand cast or you know, if they're biting really, really well, and it doesn't matter that your bait swims a million miles an hour very, very quick. This is mainly for when you want your bait to swim really fast, you hook them in the belly, you shoulder hook kind of a thing. That's kind of when you need to have that gentle presentation to kind of keep that bait swimming very fast. When we're bluefin fishing, 99% of the time that I pin on a bait is either in the belly or in the shoulder. So that's when I have to use that underhand cast to keep it gentle.
And when you're very become very proficient at it, you're not using the rod is never like loading up. You know how it loads up in a cast. You know, when you cast normally, the rod's behind you and you push it forward and the rod bends in a reverse, and as it goes forward, it bends the other direction and kind of shoots your lure off. Taro's just swing, you know, using the rod to swing forward just to get the bait to start the motion of going forward, and then with his other hand is flicking the reel forward to kind of push line off of the reel, and so the bait gets going, moving that direction from the force one way, and the other hand is basically forcing line off of the reel in the other, and that thing just shoots a couple of feet above the water for a pretty long distance, and like you're saying, Pete, instead of being 20 or 30 feet in the air and slapping back down, it's just traveling a couple of feet above the water, and like an Olympic diver, just whoop, slipping in the water, no splash, and away you go.
Yeah.
It's very good for close quarter, open party style fishing, too.
Yes. Yeah.
Totally.
So, yeah.
It's pretty good.
That's great. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
All right, let's talk about great gear from Shimano. We talked about Speedmaster, and let's, you know, what a great reel.
Oh, man. I mean, you want to talk about the perfect thing. Exactly as described, a high-end reel with high-end ability that doesn't kill your budget. Speedmaster now available in a 12 all the way through 25 size. And
oh, they have the 25 out now.
So, wow. And a Speedmaster 20, again, a great option for your flat fall rig for fishing big ones. When the budget doesn't dictate you going out and, you know, spending $1,000 on an outfit, you can spend less than, you know, $300 and get yourself a high-end two-speed reel, fill that thing full of 100-pound Power Pro, 80-pound Top Shot. You can go flat fall up one of those 100-kilo fish that Tom Green's talking about.
Now, you know, it doesn't replace the Talica. The Talica is still the ultimate reel.
No doubt.
But half the price, you can get the Speedmaster, which is very similar and does the job.
You got it. I mean, Talica will always provide you top performance, top power, top drag, all of those things. Speedmaster does a great job and is still a very, very capable big fish reel at a price that all of us can afford.
Check it out, the Speedmaster reel at your local Shimano dealer.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast, so check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your towel shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Towel Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Towel Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. high-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here. Talking fishing. So much killer info going on already this morning. If you want to join in the fun, 213-432-1090. That's your chance to talk to Captain Taro or shoot us a text on that great Let's Talk Hookup app.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and jump for the phones, Rick.
John in Escondido standing by this morning. What's up, John? Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. It's always, look forward to Saturday and Sunday. I love your boat, man. I love the crew, the cook, just everything about it. I brought some friends, my brother-in-law, that have never fished, and I can fish, and they can fish, and you guys help them out. And so everybody gets to have fun. It doesn't matter how packed the boat is. Everybody catches fish, and everybody works in unison. You don't allow any commotion on the boat. Do you think maybe you're going to do any day and a half to go down to Colonnette for the rock cod and maybe some bluefin?
First, thank you very, very much for all the high praise. And the Colonnette thing, we're deep in some big projects, so I don't think we're going to be ready for our rock cod season in Colonnette or stuff like that. We're probably looking around beginning to mid-March is our date of when we're hoping to be ready for fishing. So that's
some time.
We got some projects
going on.
yeah. So we're hoping to be ready by the beginning of March, and if not, sometime in March is going to be our time we're going to be looking
to be fishing.
By
then, hopefully, we're fishing bluefin and yellowtail of the Coronado Islands.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And then we can go, after we catch a bunch of yellowtails, go catch some rockfish after that.
Yeah.
Are you guys doing anything with the boat that we're going to recognize as passengers? Is it all behind-the-scenes stuff?
A lot of behind-the-scenes as far as the inner parts of the boat.
Okay.
And probably the biggest thing passengers might want to look for is a bait tank.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
New bait tank?
That's
a
big
new
deal.
Bait tank.
A new
all
bait
right.
tank. Bigger?
We've had two wells, and we're going with four now.
Nice.
So we're going to be able to hopefully cure some bait for our two-day trips and our day and a half trips that we have in the summertime, and be able to have some cured bait and stuff like that to use and fish with. So
just going from two wells to four wells, does that mean you'll have double the capacity, or does that just mean they're more separated?
So we can segregate batches in order to prep for these trips.
Yeah.
Better bait management.
Exactly. So we've built the tank to where it kind of, if you know, you fished on the boat and you fished with us when we have very good fishing, the gunny sacks are kind of in the way along the sides of the boat. So it kind of makes tough for walking up and down the sides around the bait tank. So we've built the tank a little bit narrower, but lengthwise going back towards the stern, we've kind of shortened that up just a tad bit, but it kind of makes for an even walking area from all sides of the tank. And
The reason I ask like that, because bait capacity has never been your issue. Like, you were never a boat that didn't hold an appropriate amount of bait. It was quite the opposite. Again, this is a multi-day boat that fishes full-day trips, so the bait capacity was never the thing.
It's just more for separation.
Yeah.
You know. So for example, on one of those two-day trips, that Pete was talking about, is we lost a pretty good amount of our bait.
So we went down there, and we woke up in the morning, and out of our couple hundred scoops of bait, we probably had 50 left.
Wow.
Ooh. So luckily, our good friends from the Pacifica, Aliar, who was driving the Pacifica at the time, Aliar and Andrew, had a very good kelp. They were on an overnight trip, so they not only gave us the bait, but they also gave us their kelp as well.
Come on over here. So we got everything you need.
Yeah, so they definitely made our trip. You know, they gave us bait to where to like where we can manage for the trip and put us on fish.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
I mean,
and sometimes you might be able to return the favor,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the way
the
game works.
That is the beauty of this industry.
Totally.
Is just, you know, you might help out a guy on Monday, and then 2 or 3 months later, like, oh hey, you get that, you go and get the opportunity to help him out because you're saving the guy's trip. So they definitely saved our they saved our 2 day trip, and that kelp we were able to find another 3 or 4 days later on an overnight trip, and we saved that one. So they definitely helped. Helped a whole lot.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That kind of leads into, you mentioned gunny sacks, and I want to clarify something here. Clancy from Dana said, what year did you install your RSW system, and how much tackle storage did you have? But just want to clarify, the gunny sacks are just for temporary.
Right? So the whole theory behind our gunny sacks is our fishing day is so short. So when they're biting, we want to take full advantage of the opportunity. So everybody can put their fish in the gunny sack as a temporary storage while the fish are biting, so they can catch as many as they can during that time.
So each number has a gunny sack
and
a tag.
Yeah, exactly. And then right after the smoke is cleared after our stop and we're moving along, the guys will tag them, go and then go and put them down and put them down in the fish hold, which we built in the beginning of all of this, which was 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So that was definitely a piece of the puzzle that like we want on the boat from the sheer start.
It's the same idea as you were on the Angler with the box. You know, when it's wide open fish, the fish go in a box.
Exactly.
This way, everybody's able to throw it in the sack.
And
it's good for you as a passenger because you get right back to it.
Basically, what this does is it takes the tagger and puts them on the deck to help with tangles or help out a couple people to get a bait out. So we don't tag as we go, because then that crew member can go and help someone, you know, that kind of might need some extra help or like help with a 3 or 4 way tangle and stuff like that. So
it makes a lot of sense.
And
it doesn't hurt the fish because it's not in there for long.
No.
Yeah.
They're you know, during, you know, just say, kind of say we're in a really good stop for 30 or 40 minutes, and there's times during those 30 or 40 minutes we'll kind of close off this side of the bait tank, so then like we can tag and get the fish down. And you know, coming from the Japanese descent and my grandma always wanting the best, freshest fish, that's carried down to me. I always want the pastures to have the best, freshest fish. And if I kind of always think, would my grandma want that thing sitting there for a long time? No.
That's cool.
So I kind of have to kind of keep that going.
Yeah.
I've got grandma like.
Yeah, grandma's like, hey Taro.
Come on now.
So what about tackle storage?
Tackle storage is I would say for a local trip, you don't really need much. You know, you need some hooks and some fluorocarbon, a few jigs. But tackle Tackle storage, we definitely seem to have plenty. With our passenger loads being cut down, there's definitely going to be plenty of space. And, you know, kind of with the bunks, too, is people are able to put their backpacks and non-tackle bags kind of in their bunk because it's kind of their own personal space is their bunk. So nice. They put their bags down there. So both of our tackle racks are made for tackle.
Yeah. That's speaking cool. of loads, okay, we're still in the COVID thing. Is that going to carry over into this year?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So the limited load.
We're going to keep it down to 40 passengers for our offshore fishing and 45 passengers for island fishing.
Island fishing. Okay.
Yeah. And then like that'll keep us within the allotted amount of folks.
COVID restrictions. Yeah. All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Let's talk to Hills calling us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I want to ask Tara. I know it's something that gets asked of different captains, but I was going to see if you could expand on using J-hooks and circle hooks, and when would you choose one over the other? Like, for instance, do you prefer J-hooks for yellowtail, compared to tuna?
As far as the circle hooks go, I'm a circle hook guy when I'm fishing tuna fish. You know, anything from those smaller size ones and 1.0s for type of for that. 40 to 60 pound fish, anything from 40 pounds and up, maybe 50 pounds and up, I'm kind of a circle hook guy. And also depending on the bait too, you know, we're fishing smaller size bait, you know, I'll try to fish the small circle hook that I can think of, but you kind of lose that kind of that gap in the bite as soon as you get down to the smaller circle hook. So if we're fishing yellowfin and yellowtail and stuff where I want to rapidly be switching my baits out, then I'm a J hook guy. If I'm in that bluefin style fishing or bigger fish fishing, I'm definitely a circle hook guy. But local fishing, anything less than 50 pounds, then I'm just a J
hook guy. That's a great explanation. Yeah. You like to swing?
I like to swing. Yeah, coming from the bass fishing world, I like to swing.
Yeah. All right, Hills.
That's cool.
Thanks for the call, Hills. Appreciate that.
Hey, a bit of sad news. A good friend of the show and a great fishing guy, Earl Asbury, who was one of the founding members of the San Diego Anglers Club, passed away last night. So a great fishing guy. And who enjoyed fishing on all the boats with all the guys and lots of friends over the years, and just one of the guys that was, you know, again, founding member of the Anglers Club a long time ago and a great friend of the show. So sad news, and our buddy Bobby Rollins wanted us to pass the word along. So sorry to hear that, but, a great guy with some great fishing memories for sure.
No doubt.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls, and we're going to check in with the Catch Report. We'll find out what's biting. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090.
It's Yamaha's The Power of Reliability sales event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $1,500 in dealer credit or 2 years of Yamaha extended warranty protection. Yamaha. Reliability starts here.
Offering March 7, 2021. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service contract added to Yamaha factory limited warranty. Toys offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.